For WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yet another executive order today. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone has more.
In his second visit to Southwest Florida in as many days, Governor Ron DeSantis came to Ida S. Baker High School in Cape Coral to make this announcement.
Today, we are doing an executive order that is going to instruct Commissioner Corcoran to get to work and come up with good standards for the state of Florida, which will include eliminating Common Core and the vestiges of Common Core.
But DeSantis wasn't done.
And then something that's really important to me is identifying ways so that we can really make civics education a priority in Florida.
And so, you know, Ron talked about the civics education.
That's First Lady Casey DeSantis at the mic.
That's so important that they need to understand the unique principles in which this nation was founded. And, you know, if they want to live the American dream, they need to understand the American dream.
An American dream that's been kept out of reach for so many by standardized testing and Common Core standards, according to Bob Schaefer of testing watchdog Fair Test.
Common Core has become a symbol for the complaints of many parents, educators, and students about the many flaws of Florida's top-down test and punish system.
Schaefer says an end to Common Core would be a good thing, if it actually happens.
It remains to be seen what the tangible next steps are, whether they are really substantively moving away from a system of Tallahassee trying to dictate curriculum and testing in every classroom in the state, or whether it's just going to be another symbolic rearranging of the testing deck chairs on the Titanic.
Governor DeSantis says the next steps will take place during next year's legislative session, so there's time to wait and see. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Cape Coral.